Good morning, Northwood Middle School, 8th grade orchestra. My name is Ben Rice. I teach orchestra in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm going to be giving you some comments today. Wish you guys the best of luck. Looking forward to hearing your group. Yeah, let's make sure we get the left edge of that first note together so we can make sure that we're... So that we can make sure that we're all together there. Take a breath, bow together. Yeah, watch out, inner voices, second violin, viola. When you have your entrance there at five, make sure that we're listening and matching. Good job, first violins. Be careful there. That B to the A and the G natural in measure 14. Let's make sure we get that low two in there. Yeah, very good listening there, matching. Yeah, really nice dynamic contrast there. Nice full sound, but not overly loud or anything. Yeah, thank you for observing the decrescendo. Thank you. Yeah, that's a nice moment there for you. Yeah, change in tonality a little bit there. If you'll just watch our pitch, A to the G natural. Yeah, don't be overly aggressive with the eighth notes there. Yeah, first violins, you gotta listen real carefully, especially with these upper position B flats and such. Okay, we have those octaves. We really gotta listen, and we can use even more from that lower octave. Okay, but yeah, this the ostinato there in 81 is really nice. Yeah, second violins, good job. And violas, okay. So watch those G's. B flats, be careful for those. Yeah, let's make sure that we're defining where on the bow that we want to play this last section, especially with those hits. Nice, okay. Yeah, define where on the bow, like in 113, you want beat 2 to be played. I mean, we're playing closer to the frog, we're playing middle of the bow, those kind of things. And then we have the last four measures where we have, we all of a sudden go back into a different tonality there. So let's make sure we're listening and matching in those. Maybe spend some time with the piano playing each note and matching. But very nice. Very nice job. Yeah, I keep hearing accents. There really aren't any accents written in this part. Okay, that's a nice, that's a really nice intro where we have the building of our parts. We have that bass, cello, viola, entrance, that kind of thing. Very nicely done. Yeah, slurs are being handled really well. Good job, upper strings, balancing the chord there. He's a little bit more viola. Yeah, again, check where on the bow you want to play this, but good job with this crescendo, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear the cello really nicely there from B. Those first two measures of B, that's really nice.
Yeah, once we have the entrance basses, we can play the beginning though. Maybe back off just a little bit. Not really do it sound like we're doing a little bit of an accent, but we need to back off just a little bit basses. I know we're a little overbalanced in the bass section compared to the rest of the group. I'm sure that's probably not the case on a day-to-day basis, but we still need to make sure that we're listening and being aware of our ensemble environment.
Certainly more sophisticated balance-wise than the seventh grade music for sure.
Yeah, be careful on the descending line there, violas. Make sure that our fingers are in the right spots. Yeah, good job on the C natural. Be careful on the F naturals. There's a little more of a dynamic contrast there at F. Yeah, your pizzicato is complementing the melody pretty well. We just got to make sure that our eighth notes are lining up, second violins to violas, and we're playing F natural. Job with the unison bowing here.
Yeah, in that case, I would definitely delay the day crescendo for the violas.
All right. Yeah, basses, that was a good moment there for you at the very end. Very nicely balanced. Very nicely working with the rest of the group. You got lots of really good things going. You can tell the progression. You can tell the progression from your 7th grade to your 8th grade. Great job. You can tell that they're learning and growing, and they're definitely moving forward in their music education. You're doing a good job with it. You know, we got some really nice parts going on. Here's some more challenging things going on, especially in the inner parts. And then you're asking a lot of them with the tonality changes, especially in that last piece of music, Autumn Vowels, a much more sophisticated piece than anything that certainly the 7th grade played. And even more sophisticated than the first piece you played. Lots of things going on, lots of responsibilities for each individual, especially in a group that size. Everyone has a very specific responsibility on each part. And had a few listening things here and there, but overall handled very, very well by your students. Tell there's some good quality teaching going on. So congratulations to you. Hope my comments were helpful, and really enjoyed hearing your group again. And hope you have a great day at the park. Have a safe trip home. Thanks.